Good morning and Merry Christmas. I really appreciated so many of the songs we sang this morning, and I just want to draw your attention to the one we sang previous to the last one, Angels from the Realms of Glory, and it says this: Sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. I think as we come to the end of the year, and we finish a lot of our contemplations, we look forward to the future, and we look for a brighter and better day. We've already been encouraged to think about the fact that God is a God of hope, and that's what Christmas is. It's a time of hope, a time to reflect. And it's an interesting thing when we ask people, what is Christmas all about? Eventually, somebody will come and say to you, well, Jesus is the reason for the season. And when we think of the indescribable gift that Jesus is, it causes us to contemplate, to wonder, to think about why. Why did he come? And I would like to add another thought to your contemplation this morning. And it was another song that came to my mind. We are the reason that he gave his life. We are the reason that Jesus came. Why he suffered and died, why he was born, why he lived his life as he did, and why he went to the cross of Calvary. And so I would add to your thinking this morning, we are the reason for the reason of the season. It's all about me. It's all about you. It's all about Jesus. That's what this is all about. And as we think of the gift of gifts, the wonder that God became a man, it is something that is so difficult to describe, and Paul puts it in those exact words: thanks be unto God for his indescribable gift. Some of you may have already unpackaged a few, and perhaps there are a few more to unpack when you get home. All of the gifts that we get are special in their own way. Some of them are going to be returned, unfortunately, in a few days. And some will be put to use very quickly. But Jesus is a gift that everyone must decide what they're going to do with. And when we think of the scriptures that we've looked at, even this morning, it was mentioned to us from Galatians chapter 4, but when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son. It's an amazing time of year that even the headlines in the Sioux Star share the word of God and make us realize the wonder of it all. Emmanuel, God with us. Isaiah said, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. The New Testament tells us what that means. God with us. God with us. God became a man. Complicated thinking causes us to contemplate and to think about this question, which is why? Why did God become a man? First of all, I would like to add one thought for your extended thinking this morning. And it reminds me of a story. A sharp mind in Oxford, in England, Dr. John Lennox, was asked a question by a physicist. And he said, how can you as a scientist believe that God could become a man? God and man. And being a good teacher, Dr. Lennox said, well, I'll answer your question with a question, if you don't mind. And you as a physicist should be able to answer this. What is energy? And the physicist started to explain what energy could do. And he said, oh, excuse me, I want to know what it is. And the physicist said, we do not know what it is. We know what it does, but we do not know what it is. And he said, what about consciousness? Can you explain consciousness to me? And he said, oh, no. He said, that's something I cannot explain. And he said, now, would you like me to write you off as a physicist and a scientist because you can't answer these questions? And he said, oh, please don't do that. He said, well, then don't write me off as a Christian because I believe that God became a man. I can't explain it, but I believe it. And the reason I believe it is because of the evidence that God gave us to believe it with. Read the Bible. Read the story of Jesus. Read about his life. Read what he did. And then he said this, which I think is the ultimate capstone to our thinking. And he said, and the reason I really do believe it is because when he died on that cross and they buried him, he rose again on the third day. The cross and the manger, the reason why. I think the first reason is this. God wanted to be revealed to us. Man had gone so far away from what God intended that God had to literally inhabit time and space and take upon him the form of a servant, the Bible says. He became a man to show us what God was like, to give us a picture of what love is, a picture of what life is all about. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He came to his own. And the sad story is that when Jesus came and he revealed what God was like to us, he also revealed another thing of great importance. He revealed what we are like. Christmas is about us. As we sit here, as we think about what we're going to be doing next, remember, Christmas is about you and me. It is about people. God was interested in showing us what he was like, but he was interested in showing us what we are like. And when we saw him, we understood. And for some people, it was a great embrace, and they embraced him. And for others, they hated him because he showed them what they were like. If you wonder why people don't love the Lord Jesus, it's because they don't really like what they see about themselves. And they don't want to accept that awful truth. Perfect love. Perfect man. A holy God came into the world. It is an indescribable gift. Emmanuel. God with us. And so he came to change us. And the only way he could do that was to redeem us. I'd like us to consider just for a moment this verse. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, that's the character of God. He is rich. He not only made the universe, he actually owns it all. And he made a little place in this little galaxy that we live in, that's zipping around this little sun that we look at, that we call home. And he never intended it to be a permanent home for any of us. It's a place to learn what God is like, a place to learn what we are like, and to ask God to change us so that we can be more like him. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? God became a man. He died for me. Imagine that. Years ago, children in a Christmas concert here at Bethel sang a song, and it was all about Hark the Herald Angel. And one of the songs was this: how amazing, how confusing, how could God become a man? And so if you're here this morning, you say that's just too amazing and too confusing, it's beyond understanding, I agree with you. So does Dr. Lennox, and so do any individuals who believe that it is too complicated, but it is in some ways darkness to my mind, but it's light to my soul. And that's why it's beautiful. Because I look at what the Lord Jesus is like, I look at what I'm like, and he wants me to be like him. And the only way that could happen was for him to take care of what kept me in the first place in being like him, which was my sin. And so Jesus went to the cross. That's the real reason for the season. And that's why I'm the reason for the season. It's because I needed a Savior. And they shall call his name Jesus. And he shall, and he has, saved his people from their sins. And Paul writes that, though he was rich, yet for your sakes, we needed him. He became poor that you through his poverty might become rich. If you have Christ this morning in your heart, if he's your Savior, you are rich beyond measure. All the gifts that you get this Christmas are small little reminders that somebody loves you, but they're nothing in comparison to the greatest gift that the world has ever seen, that we might become rich too. And I think this is how I want to leave you thinking this morning. He became what we are. He became a man because he needed to reveal God to us. And he needed to let us understand exactly what we were like so that we might become what he is. Paul wrote it this way, therefore God has made him who knew no sin, the perfect, holy, lovely baby Jesus, the Son of God. He who knew no sin, he became sin for us. He became poor for us. He took our place so that we might become the righteousness of God, that we might become like him, and that we might be able to go to heaven. And we can say this morning, hallelujah. What a Savior. He is the reason, and we are the reason for this season. We can say, hallelujah, what a Savior. I'd like us to close this morning with number 86 in our celebration hymnal. Jesus, name above all names. Beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel. God is with us. Blessed Redeemer, living Word. And let's close in prayer first before we sing this through twice. Father, we do thank you this morning for the gift of gifts. Your blessed Son came to this sick world to heal us, to bring light into our darkness, to give hope where there was none, and to give us the gift that we needed the most, that we needed to confess that we are unworthy, that we are sinners of the Gentiles, and that we needed your Son to be our Savior. We thank you that he showed us what you are like, that you are love, that you are all wisdom, knowledge, and power. And we thank you that you were manifest in the flesh, in the person of your Son, and that this Christmas season reminds us of how much we needed you and how much you loved us. Help us as we leave today to recognize that we need to be like men of old that contemplate these things and not to blur them out of our vision with all the other things that are happening today, but to realize that there was a real person who came into this world, your lovely Son, in the fullness of your time to redeem us, to save us, and to bless us. We ask your blessing in our lives, in our families. Comfort those that need comforting today. Encourage the weak-hearted. Help us to be a blessing to those in our families and to those around us, and that we might not only share that light, but if we need that light to be brought into our own hearts today, Lord, that today would be the day that we would choose to receive your Son as our gift for heaven, as our gift for eternal life. And we thank you for the Lord Jesus this morning. We ask your blessing in his holy name. Amen. Number 86.